Chapter 8. Adamantua, Orbital. Captain Sauber, known as Severance, commander of Lotus Gate Company, cocked his head to one side.
"This isn't the noise bursts," he asked.
"No, sir," replied the adept, "though they are recurring."
"We have compiled a list of timings and durations, sir," added another adept. "Would you like to review it?"
"No," said Severance. He kept staring at the cogitator screen, processing the data. "You're saying this isn't the noise bursts?"
"No, sir. A separate phenomenon," replied the first adept.
"Gravitational?" asked Severance.
"Yes," said the adept.
"It reminds me of the mass gravity curve of a Mandeville point," said Severance.
At his side, shipmistress Aquilinia clucked her tongue, impressed.
"What?"
asked Severance, turning to look at her.
"You recognized a Mandeville curve from a schematic profile," said the shipmistress, looking up at him. "I thought you were just a soldier. That's impressive."
"The mass gravity curve is similar to a Mandeville point," said the adept, "though of far, far less magnitude."
"Which makes it all the more impressive that the captain recognized it,"
Aquilinia snapped at him.
"Yes, mistress." "Can we get to the point?" asked Severance. "Are we detecting gravitational instabilities in the Adamantua orbital zone?"
"Slight ones, yes, sir," said the adept.
"The whole zone was surveyed as we approached," said Severance.
"These are new," said the adept.
"Like the noise bursts?" asked Severance.
The adept nodded.
"We noticed the first approximately 2 minutes after the initial noise burst occurrence, and only then because of a slight drift in our orbital anchor point. Analysis showed that a tiny gravitic anomaly had occurred 88.72 units off the port side drive assembly, causing the anchor slide. We corrected, then we scanned and saw that 16 other anomalies of similar profile had occurred during the period."
Severance turned and crossed the long, narrow bridge of the strike cruiser Amculon. It was like the nave of an ancient cathedral, with various function-specific crew departments working in lit galleries stacked on either side above him. Aquilinia hurried after the massive armoured warrior.
"Open a channel to the flagship," she cried. "The captain wants voice to voice with the chapter master."
"You read my mind," said Severance.
"I grasp the significance," she replied. "If there's genuine, previously undetected gravitational instability in the orbital zone, we will have to back the fleet out. That would seriously compromise the ground assault."
Severance nodded. He felt cheated.
His war wasn't even deployed yet. His men were prepped and ready in the drop holes of the Amculon. "Did you see them?" he growled at Aquilinia. "The gravity blips popping up like blisters and then closing again? Have you seen that before?"
She shook her head.
"I've seen gravity fraying close to major mass giants," she said. "And you get that kind of peppering, blistering effect on the fringes during translation in and out of the Empyrean."
"Hence the similarity to a Mandeville profile?"
"Exactly. Throne's sake, Captain, I've seen plenty of non-Euclidean gravity effects on the rip curve of the translation interface. Demon space does not behave itself, as my mentors used to say."
"But you think this is natural?"
She shrugged. A brass-framed optic slid down from her crested headdress, spearing data light into her left eye so she could review the adept's findings again.
"I believe so. Yes. Yes, it has to be. There's no patterning. We have to accept we've entered a gravitationally unstable zone."
"I'll inform the chapter master," said Severance.
He took the proffered speaker horn in his huge left hand and waited a moment for the vox servitor to cue him that connection was established.
"Speak," said Mirren's voice over the link. "Severance, Lotus Gate, Amculon," said Severance. "We're plotting increasing gravitational instability in the upper and outer orbital zone, sir. Routing all data to your bridge."
He looked at Aquilinia, who nodded and began issuing orders to her data adepts.
"You should be receiving data now, sir,"
Severance began. The deck shuddered. There was a dull, heavy sound of something vast and leaden, colliding with something of equal mass. Hot, acrid smoke gusted across the bridge. Alarms started to sound.
"What was that?"
Severance asked. The shipmistress was already yelling commands and requesting clarification. Bridge personnel dashed to their stations.
Amkelon! Severance, report!
Mirren's voice scratched out of the vox speakers.
Stand by, Severance replied. He looked at the shipmistress.
A gravity pocket spontaneously opened in our starboard reactor core, she said. We're ruptured and venting. I don't know if we can contain the damage and maintain our position.
There must be, Severance began.
Captain, please, get your company and all auxiliaries off this ship now, said Aquilinia, before we suffer catastrophic anchor point failure and nosedive into that planet.